waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
Donald Trump and his people reached way back to the 1970s here last week to come up with the Rescission Act. It was something created in Congress as part of the Congressional Budget Impoundment Control Act of 1974. And it allows a president to go back and say, I want to rescind these parts of the budget. He put up $15 billion of things to cut back. And all it takes is a simple majority. Simple majority to get it done. Dr. Matt Spaulding here, Associate Vice President, Dean of Educational Programs for Hillsdale College. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Always good to have you here, Matt. All right, so spending and budgetary processes have been out of whack probably pretty much since I was born, as far as the way they're supposed to be run, right? I mean, they just don't run the railroad the way the railroad is supposed to be run. You've got this administrative state that gobbles up money. You've got people like Barack Obama who will sign an order and send $180 billion to the mullahs of Iran without congressional approval on the spending either. It's nuts. $400 billion a year estimated spent. That's never even approved to be spent. It's a crazy way to run things, isn't it?
No, it is. And when you think about it, if you think of government as a business, the most important thing, most important responsibility, the most important power of Congress is to control the budget. That's the main way in which they control the operations of the government. So the administrative state, all the many things we like to either complain about or dislike and what it does, the way Congress on a day-to-day matter can control those things, reduce them, authorize them, change them, is through the budget process. So they've lost control of the budget. Congress has given away a lot of these powers and authorities, and they allow the budget to kind of go on automatically of its own. How in the world are we going to get control of this thing? Well, this is the rescission process, which goes back to the 70s. The last president who actually used it was actually Bill Clinton, of all people. Every president except for the last two have done this at some point. There's a process that was created for Congress to try to get control of its budget process again back in the 70s. And a provision of that is that the president can ask for rescissions,
right?
Which is say that pieces of the budget, they want to go back and say, hey, let's revisit this. This is wasted money. Let's cut it. And that's exactly what Donald Trump has done here, which I think is just delicious, that the Congress can't control its own budget. It's way out of whack. They send these massive omnibus bills, which the president signed, but he said he would never sign one again. So this president, the one who's supposedly disrespectful of law and all over the place, has now taken it upon himself. He's the one who sent a rescission package back to Congress, which... it's small in the scheme of things, but it's a very important step in the right direction to get this process going again, reminding Congress that, indeed, they actually have fiscal responsibility. Yeah, so I say good for him.
Yeah, I do say good for him. You know, I was looking here at a list of the major promises made by this president on the campaign trail. You know, he's done well over half of these things, and moving the embassy to Jerusalem, another one. But making Congress responsible and getting spending under control, this has been an important part of his campaign, an important part of his conversation with the American people, an important part of his, you know, legacy and administration going forward. Can he start to reel things? I mean, rescission, I should say, of $15 billion. Yeah, it's $15 billion. That's real money, but it's not really a big step in the right direction yet, is it?
Well, I would say two things. On the rescission, keep in mind that presidents can ask for these every year. So this is $15 billion in the first year of his administration. That $15 billion is the largest single ask in history. Presidents, on average, will get about half of that because Congress will go back and make some changes. But if he does that, if this is the first of many to come, then this will add up over time to be somewhat significant. But what it does is it practices his fiscal responsibility of saying that this is... there's no controversy here in terms of what he's trying to cut out. These are monies that have been put there, but they're not authorized. It's completely wasteful spending. Just cut it back. The other thing I would remind everyone is that an aspect of what this president has promised and what he's doing overlooked here is the extent to which he's throwing things back into Congress's basket of to-do. Here's a budget example. Look, we're wasting this money. I'm throwing it back to you. Get rid of this. But you think of all the other things he's doing, immigration policy, health care policy, a lot of other things. He's taking an executive action, but it really has the effect of putting it back on Congress's plate. He got rid of DACA. What did that effectively do? It put it back in the lap of Congress to pass through legislation. Overlooked here is the fact that this president, who's supposedly out on his own doing all these things, using executive power, is actually acting and moving in directions which are actually putting the opportunity before Congress to retake its powers, the legislative power, relative to the executive power.
Which is what they should
do. That's good for the separation of powers. That's good for anybody, Republican, Democrat alike. That's good for government.
Let me ask you this. Matt Spaulding here from Hillsdale College, and don't have a lot of time left here, but here's my real question. If Donald Trump keeps his promise that he will not sign another one of these omnibus spending bills, that'll come up sometime mid-September. I mean, that creates a real standoff, because what you have is the opportunity for the government to shut down potentially right in front of the midterms, which Republicans could get blamed for. But if he signs something like that, you know how angry Republicans and Trump voters were when he signed the first one at $1.3 trillion. That really turned a lot of people off. Now the enthusiasm seems to be back for the Republicans and their voters. But, I mean, that puts him in a tough spot, doesn't it? We got about 30 seconds.
It does put him in a tough spot, but it's a high-stakes move, potentially, on his part. Remember, when governments have shut down in the past, who usually gets the credit, meaning who does it hurt, who does it help? Congress usually gets the blame for shutdowns, and the president has a lot of ways to take advantage of that. This works to the advantage of Reagan when he shut down the government at one point when he was president. It worked against Congresses in the past. If President Trump maneuvers himself into the right position, he could come off as being fiscally serious with Congress. He could use that leverage against Congress and with Congress, meaning with Republicans in the majority, to actually help him in the midterms.
We'll see what happens. Matt Spaulding, always a great bit of input from you, sir. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Dr. Matt Spaulding from Hillsdale College here on the Steve Gruber Show.